This is day two of our setting up a Bible school program that's advanced beyond the local Sunday school classes that you present at the local church. If you are a teacher, you want to be sure that people do believe in God and believe that the Bible is His Word. You may see information and you may hear information about God and about His right way from Apologetics Press. You can type in your Google presentation, Apologetics Press, and you can go to lessons about Christian evidences and atheism and the liberal thinking and so forth and so on. And you can advance the information to those students that you have. And you can have people that would go into unbelief perhaps to not ever do that because they have the information and the data that you can see right there in front of you from the best of teachers in our generation of time. Wonderful to be that way. You may even go to a site where you raise a question, does God exist? And note the particular studies that are done there. And as a result, learn about what arguments are made and what information comes. You can go to Does God Exist archives of the bi-monthly presentations that were done and written by John Clayton. You can have the availability of that material. You can go to others, and you can have studies done that will help you to believe in God and not to reject Him and resist Him in His existence. Bible class teaching times are apart, but no greater is the work that you can do as a Bible teacher than to acquaint someone with really credible and wonderful material. If you do that, you'll help that soul not only in the class, but also in the remainder of that person's life. You'll have that material in front of them because it's the best material and it's fine material. They do not spare anything in regard to the arguments made against God and against His right way. They will cite those particular things, and then they'll present from the Scripture what God has already said about that particular subject and give them information and will be a wonderful help to folks. You know, Jesus our Lord believed there was a God in heaven. He talked about His Heavenly Father. And in John chapter 10, reference is made to the Heavenly Father in which He said, I and my Father are one. It is the case that Jesus came to fulfill the Father's will. And in John 17, He said, I have done what Thou hast sent me to do. It is the case that Jesus believed in the Father, trusted the Father to bring Him back from the dead, and went to the cross, shedding His blood, bearing our sins in His own body, placed in that tomb. But the angel of God came and rolled the stone away. And the angel said to those who came to see the empty tomb, why seek the living among the dead? It is the case that He was gone from that tomb and met with His disciples later before His ascension back to glory, telling them that they were to go into Jerusalem and tarry there. In Acts chapter 1, we read that. And how that they were to tarry in Jerusalem until they be endued with power from on high, introducing to them the wonderful power of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, who came to them on that day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 and enabled them to speak the true word of the Lord to the audience of people that said, what shall we do? And the answer was from the Holy Spirit through Peter to them, repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. Ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. It is the case that with the Spirit of God in our lives and our hearts, part of our daily walk of life, Romans chapter 8 tells us that if we are that person, we find ourselves doing God's will, following God's way, and blessed of the Lord. It is the case that the Spirit is grieved. Writing in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we are grieving the way of the Lord. We're grieving Him when we find ourselves sinning against God and doing not His will but our own will. It is the case that we can grow and be people serving God. And in regard to this matter, it begins with the knowledge that God does exist, and that his right way should be honored. And in that Bible class that was taught long ago, perhaps there's somebody today that will remember what was said back yonder when, and as a result of that, not go into unbelief. Consider the fact that in Bible teaching, you also want to have some methodology to use in teaching others to remember. And such things as songs will be presented. Such things as songs will be cited. And as a result of those songs, I'm telling you, you can have a wonderful, wonderful recollection of the things that are done. Songs that we've sung at Vacation Bible School, at Crockett, and other places through the years are made available to you. And you can find them perhaps on PowerPoint. And as a result of those particular songs available to you, you can sing them and be of benefit to you in them. What better song can there be than remembering this one? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. When we find ourselves doing God's will in his way, we love the Lord. We love the Lord. What about the song that reminds us, if you follow the devil and you fail to pray, if you follow the devil and you fail to pray, if you follow the devil and you fail to pray, you will shrink, shrink, shrink. If you follow Jesus and you pray, 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 if you follow Jesus and you pray, 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 if you follow Jesus and you pray, 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 you will grow, grow, grow. Wonderful is a song to remind us of where we are and who we are. Blue skies and rainbows and sunbeams from heaven are what I can see when my Lord is living in me. I know that Jesus is well and alive today. He makes his home in my heart. Nevermore will I be all alone since he promised me that we never would part. Green grass and flowers all blooming in springtime are works of the Master. I live for each day. I know that Jesus is well and alive today. He makes his home in my heart. Nevermore will I be all alone since he promised me that we never would part. Tall mountains, green valleys, the beauty that surrounds me all make me aware of the one who made it all. I know that Jesus is well and alive today. He makes his home in my heart. Nevermore will I be all alone since he promised me that we never would part. Regardless of how you view my leading of a song, the blend of a congregation singing together, oh my, it makes for a beautiful sound. But it's more than that. It's the words that are used to remind us of how we can remember where we were as we studied God's will and God's way, and we found ourselves with blue skies and rainbows being reminded of him. There's another song that's beneficial to us. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. And he keeps blessing me over and over and over and over and over again. He keeps blessing me over and over and over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. And for those that are obedient to the gospel, he keeps cleansing them over and over. And that's the third verse of the song. And you remind them not as little children that that's the way, but as they grow up and they become obedient to the gospel, like we read in Acts 2, and they become converted and redeemed, then what takes place is they want to be people who are cleansed by him. And from 1 John 1 and at verse 9 through 11, God is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we do what? If we confess our sins, 1 John 1:9. He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so we sing the third verse of this song for the benefit of those who are old enough to obey the Lord and keep following Him. He keeps cleansing me over and over and over and over and over again. He keeps cleansing me over and over and over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. He keeps cleansing me over and over and over and over and over again. You know, there's lots of good songs that are sung, and they can remind us as we ride down the road sometime of our relationship to God. Such songs as, "We shall assemble on the mountain. We shall assemble at the throne with humble hearts into His presence. We are giving an offering of song, glory and honor and dominion unto the Lamb, unto the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing the song of the redeemed." You will have a wonderful time there as you do this. And you will remind yourself that God actually is the words of the music. He provided for you in your mind and your ability to sing and speak what you do. You are the words of the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praise to your name I will bring. You are the mighty God. You are the Lord of lords. You are the King of all kings. So now I return to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing. Oh, we could go on and on because they're just virtually endless songs. And the availability of those songs for you to know and be a servant of God and continue to sing those songs will be a blessing to your daily walk of life. What a blessing it is to have that opportunity to be a servant of God and to remember what He's done for us. Well, we used our internet site to talk about things that we save, and we have three lessons in 57 years done back on April the 29th, 1917, and we find 2017, and we find an opportunity to be that kind of person. What about keeping notes and details for other things? You want to do that. If you direct a camp, for example, and you'll have various ones that will be teaching at camp some years, they'll be speaking at camp devotional thoughts at some times, to have them not always be doing that one thing unless they make that request of you, it's better and good for you to have the opportunity to really to enjoy the fact that you can help them by varying what they do from year to year. And as a result of doing that, you'll have an opportunity to help them to be teachers one year, speakers one year, leading songs one year, all that sort of thing. There'll be a variety of good things that'll happen. Unless that individual says, "No, I don't wish to do that. I wish to just stay where I am." Well, they'll do a good job where they are because they feel confident with what they're studying and what they're doing. That's good. And you will help them at a camp session to be people who follow that way. Let me ask you this in this regard. What about your own lessons that you do? How will you remember where you were and what you preached and what you taught unless you write it down? Keeping a little diary, a little note, perhaps by way of a computer, by way of a program, a word study program, for example, or power presentation of some kind, or maybe a publisher program. You find yourself writing down from day to day the preaching that you do, where you were when you did it, maybe how long a sermon it was at the time, to remind you how many times you want to die in the sermon. Definitions, illustrations, and examples. You want to find yourself varying that as you do the audience of people to preach to them. If you'll write it down and do that, you may come up with more than 257 patterns of organization and approaches that you do to sermons. And what I did with this, I know I'm just a little odd in this regard perhaps, but anyway, I went back and wrote down each of the patterns that I developed in the year in which they occurred. For example, back in 2010, there were two patterns that I saw in that year, unique, and I wrote those things down. 2011, I had two again. There was one in 2012. And 2013, I didn't have a single pattern that came to mind to sight. But in 2014, I had seven patterns that came up. And in 2015, I had eight patterns. And in 2011, I had two patterns. Let me see you here. What all I've got here. Let me increase the space of this thing. Yeah. And on your computer, you can have the enlargement of letters to be done. And it'll benefit to you. In, let's see, 2015, I had eight. 2016, two. And in 2017, I had three patterns of organization. I've had two patterns of organization in 2018. And I'm glad that I have had these two patterns of organization. When we write that down and we kind of remember where we were when we thought that and when we saw that, and it amazes us what will come to mind if we went back to such a year as, if we went back to 1996 and we found ourselves in 96, let me see here as I bring it up, we had a pattern 151, and we had 152, 153, 154. In 1996, 155. So we had some five patterns then. And when I go back up the page to the 150s there, and I find those, you know, amazingly, they'll come to mind where I was, who I heard that from, what I saw during that time. And as a result of that, I've got a benefit to remember somebody back yonder when that took place. For example, 153, basic questions answered and applied. The subject is in the form of a basic and fundamental question, which is answered and properly applied to the audience. For example, if I raise this particular question, are you an individual who is saved from sin? What did you do in obedience to God to find out that you were saved from sin? Can you cite that in the Bible? That person in the Bible was asked by God to do this, that, or the other. That you are reading His Word and find that question to you. Are you a person who's obeyed the Lord and find that salvation that's found in the Lord Jesus Christ and from His way? Well, that question applied to your life is an important thing to find the right answer for that question, because after all is said and done, what else does this life matter to us if we find ourselves at the end of the life, estranged from God, away from God, never in the presence of God, because we never got around to obeying Him? Yet we went to Apologetics Press to know that there is a God. We went that way and we found ourselves enjoying that relationship in the studies that Kyle Butt did in that particular matter and that others did in that particular matter. We found ourselves enjoying that, but we never really got around to practicing what the Lord has said. Would it have been any benefit for us? Was it just a waste of time to open the Bible and read about God and read these particular articles of argument showing that there is a God in heaven rather than unbelief in God? Were we wasting time to view ourselves in that? Or was it the possibility that we obeyed Him and are glad we had that information and shared it with others, kept them from going into disbelief, helped people that way? What a wonderful blessing we had. What a blessing. And as we find ourselves doing God's will in God's way, we may find ourselves doing a certain thing. And doing that certain thing is a person who is following God's way. I mentioned earlier C.W. Bradley and how that he was a person that I loved him much and enjoyed him much. And he came to Batesville and and did some gospel meetings for us while he was yet living. Back in 1999, he and I did a radio program. Would you like to hear a little bit of that? Here it is. It's saved, and it's a part of your internet time and a part of your computer work. Here is C.W. Bradley when he was with me there in 1999 on radio in Batesville. I don't mean to discourage you. You can hear it just faintly, or you can, on your computer, go down to the bottom and get your volume button, and you can raise that volume button up, and you can be heard just a little bit louder. Once again, thank you for joining us today for this particular study about teaching the gospel and learning the things that will help you to teach the gospel that much better. And from the voice of days gone by, and how much we love C.W. Bradley. Thank you for being here today. This is Robert Rawson.